chapter 1 and verse 1. I know you've been standing and worshiping, and I commend you for that. And thank you for standing for the reading of the Word of God. Amen. You are awesome folks. James chapter 1. James is kind of a hard book to find, isn't it? It's kind of back there in the back. Amen. James chapter 1, verse 1. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall in diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, not wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. I was going to stop there, but I want to read on just a little bit further. I preached out of this scripture setting a few weeks ago. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. I want to talk to you tonight on the subject or the question, where do I go and what do I do? Amen. Where do I go and what do I do? Lord, I love you. Thank you for your many blessings. But Lord, we have to be honest tonight, Lord. These are questions that we ask ourselves and ask you and ask others. Amen. In our walk with you, Lord, we wonder sometimes, Lord, what do we do now? Where do we go? What do we do, God? Lord, I pray that we would, after tonight's lesson, God, that you would, Lord, drive us back to the place that we first found true happiness in you, God. And Lord, that we learn that in every time that we get to these places in our lives, that we do that repeatedly, repeatedly, over and over again, until you call us home to be with you for eternity, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, touch us. Touch me, God. I'm nothing without you, Lord. Lord, I'm just an uneducated man that needs you, God. I can't do it without you, but if your anointing be upon me, God, Lord, I know that I can deliver this message the way that you want it delivered to these fine folks, God, that need this to stir them up inside. I pray that their hearts be open, their ears be open, that there would be no rebellious spirit be taking place in this sanctuary right now. And if there is, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Amen. In Jesus' name, everybody say in Jesus' name. Lord bless you. Amen. Would you clap your hands to the Lord one more good time? Amen. Where do I go? What do I do? How many has had yourselves repeating those questions in your mind over and over again? Amen. A place in your life and your walk with God where you're at a place where you're not feeling like you used to feel, and things don't seem to be happening like it used to happen. Amen. And you're asking yourself, where do I go? What do I do? Amen. And these are questions that come into a saint's mind, amen, but there are and is a solution, amen, for these questions, amen. Notice, amen, in verse 5, amen, the scripture says, if you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him, amen. If anyone lack wisdom, ask. Hallelujah. Wisdom is the quality of having experience, knowledge, and good judgment. The quality of being wise. Amen. It can be on a higher level or it can be on a lower level. Amen. Amen. It can be on a spiritual level or it can be on not so much of a spiritual level. Amen. But I believe wisdom is something that anybody, amen, in the right mind would want and to receive. Praise God. Amen. Most of us like to be wise and to have others consider us as wise. Nobody wants to be known as somebody that does not have their act all together and makes bad decisions all their life. That can bring a person down. Amen. I've been there before. I remember one time I thought I was wise. I picked up my little family that was just a little baby. Angela wasn't even born yet. Our twins were just toddlers. And I sold everything that I had. I put my little family in this little Chevy Citation. Amen. You all have heard about it before. All the windows were plexiglass. The starter didn't work. We'd have to push it and pop the clutch to get it going. Amen. I bought that car, Sister Perkins, for $200. It had brand new tires on it, though. And I got in there. I sold our other car. And I thought I was wise. I was going to move my family to Faraday, Louisiana and make a millionaire out of myself working for my brother-in-law at an upholstery shop. Amen. And I remember when I come to the realization after 3 months, after not heeding to the advice of my elders, not that I was in church, but I still, amen, had my grandfather and I had my dad, I had others that were counseling, tell me, you know, son, I don't think this is a wise move. Dad, it's going to be okay. You know, I got it all figured out. I've already thought about it, and it's going to happen this way and that way. And so here we moved up to Faraday, Louisiana. Amen. Got us an apartment with absolutely no furniture. Our furniture was boxes. Everything was a box. Our table was two boxes put together. And I would sit like a little, amen, Chinese man, amen, on the floor. And my wife would be on the other side of the box like a little Chinese woman sitting on the floor. We couldn't even be high class Chinese people and have a pillow to sit on. Amen. But, I remember whenever I realized that I had not made a wise decision, I remember feeling like I was the biggest failure that ever walked on the planet Earth. I remember driving down the road and by myself and thinking to myself, and I had all intentions of just hitting the road and I'm never coming back. I don't know where I'm going, but I'm just going to take this $200 plexiglass car down the road, leave my wife because she doesn't deserve me anyway, and I'm just going to disappear, never be seen again. Amen. I felt like just total failure. Amen. But it wasn't 3 months later, I thought I was the wisest cat on the face of the earth. Amen. But so it's a place that will make you feel down. It's a place that will make you get to where you flat don't want to do nothing. Anybody ever been there before where you felt like such a failure that you didn't want to even get out of bed. You just laid in bed. You didn't want to do nothing. Amen. These are real feelings. Amen. It can happen spiritually as well, praise God. Amen. When you find yourself doing absolutely nothing in the church house. When you find yourself doing absolutely nothing, amen, whenever the priest word of God is going forth and it's good and you're really liking it, but you just sit there and you're not amen and you're not getting with it, amen, whenever the song service is going and we feel the move of the Holy Ghost like we did a while ago and you just sit there like a bump on a pickle, amen, I'm not casting stones on you. I'm just trying to tell you, amen, I believe, amen, that you're at a place, amen, where you need to back up and realize I've got to get back to that place where I was excited about living for God.
I gotta get past my failures. I gotta get past my disappointments. I gotta get past, amen, everything else, amen, that I've done, amen, that's knocked me into this place. Oh God. And it's obtainable. It's obtainable. Praise God. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. We can receive wisdom from God through His Word. Amen. I have learned to experience this every day. I've learned to experience, amen, this scripture, amen, and practice this word where it says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God. I've learned in my walk with God that that's one of the most critical things that I have to do as a child of God. I practice this every single day. Amen. Hallelujah. Talking to somebody last night on the phone that's ready to give up. Amen. Their exact words were, I'm tired of fighting. Amen. I don't want to do it no more. I don't want to live for God no more. Amen. Just ready to give up. And in doing my best to encourage this person. Amen. In this conversation, every time that there would be a gap. Amen. Amen. It wasn't that I really didn't have or wasn't listening to this person, but I'm constantly, amen, asking God, God, give me wisdom, because, amen, I've got to speak something to this person that will allow them to grab a hold of a vision from God, amen, amen, that they can get out of this spot, amen, that they're in, and get back to their first love with God, amen. They can get back to that place of joy. They can get back to that place of peace. They can get back to that place of being content, living for God and working in the church and doing everything that they can, amen, to live with God with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength. Praise God. And all of a sudden it came to me. I said, listen to me. What was the happiest time of your life? And it didn't take very long. And they began to tell me about when they first got in church and they were just on fire with God. And they were like this for years. They were active and doing everything they could. Amen. And all of a sudden they stopped everything. And I noticed that things weren't right. Amen. But they took me back to that place. Their answer to this was not whenever I used to go out and party. Their answer was not, oh, my favorite time in my life, my most exciting time in my life was, amen, back whenever I used to go do, amen, the party thing, and I used to hang out here and there. No. Amen. They said the most exciting time in my life was whenever I was consumed every single day with the things of the church. And I said, look, there you have it. Get back to that place where you once was. Well, I knew what was going through their mind. Well, pastor's already got, amen, this spot filled that I used to do. And pastor's always ready, got this done. Amen. I told him, I said, look, amen, here was the main question. I don't know where to go and I don't know what to do. Hey, I'm telling you, amen, tonight it's not always a geographical place that you need to be searching after. It's not a new church, amen. You leave this church and go to another, you got problems at that place, amen. If you decide to leave this town and go to another town, friend, sooner or later it's not going to be your park anymore. It's going to be your ground of warfare, praise God. Hey, what you need is to get back, amen, not to a geographical place, but you need to get back to a spiritual place. That place where you can get in tune to the things of God. I told this person, you need to get back and you need to do everything. You need to approach your pastor. You need to first approach God. You need to repent and say, God, I'm sorry for what I've done. And you need to go get your pastor. He ain't got time for me. He loves you. You got to be patient with him. Amen. He pastors 200 plus people.
people. Amen. Just give him a call and say, I need to set up a time to meet with you. And let him know I'm miserable where I'm at. I want to get hooked back up. It might take time. He might not just be able to put you someplace. But hey, he couldn't put you there when you first came to church. But it took time. It took faithfulness. Amen. Amen. They had to, amen, walk and learn and, amen, praise God. Right now they're looking for a, amen, for a solution, and the solution is simple. Get back where you once was. Amen. It's still obtainable. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Go back to the beginning. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. The scripture says, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Hallelujah. We need to be that peculiar people. Even when we're at this place of indecision, when we're at that place of stillness, amen. Amen. We gotta, amen, be a peculiar people, amen. One that other people still look and go, man, there's still something different about them. Praise God. Hey, it's that Holy Ghost inside of you. It's Jesus' Spirit that's inside of you. Let it start bubbling inside again. Get back to your prayer life. Get back to your reading the Word of God. Get back to fasting, amen. Get back to heeding to the things of God. Amen. It's not a geographical place that you're going to find this place that you need to be, but it's a spiritual place. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Start rejoicing Him again for what He's done for you. Amen. He's called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Amen. I remember how it felt to be called out of darkness. I remember that day, amen. I remember that moment, amen, where I stopped at that gas station, amen, on Highway 31. I threw all my nasty stuff that I was putting in my body, I threw it in that dumpster, and I went to the only preacher I knew, Brother O.E. Davis, and he answered that door. And as soon as he answered the door, I never cried. I just soon turned your nose upside down, let the rain fall in it. But when God reaches down and God reaches in and touches your heart, He can turn that stony heart into a heart of flesh that's got feeling, praise God. And I remember that day, amen, when I realized, amen, that my need was not a new geographical location, but my need was a spiritual location. And I walked into that house with big crocodile tears rolling down my face, and I fell in front of a blue wingback chair, and I repented of my sins. And that was on Monday night. On Wednesday, I was baptized in that only saving name that's given among men whereby ye must be saved, that name of Jesus Christ. And when I came up out of the water, I began to raise my hands and magnify Him in the only way that I knew how, amen. And I began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit of God gave the utterance. Amen. That place that I went to that day is still just as real today as it was then. It's still just as real as it was on the day of Pentecost, amen, as it is right now, amen, on this 20th day, on this Wednesday in 2017. You don't have to look for another place to go. You don't have to look for another place to move. You just need an encounter with God like never before. I've got to have a move of God in my life. I've got to have a revival, amen, that stirs up from within inside of me. Amen. How great it was to finally be free of the bondage that I was into. How wonderful it was to know that I had freedom. I remember the first time I went to church. I didn't want to go. I went just to please Mama. It's probably one of the few on my hand that I went. But I remember this one particular sermon. It was in Tyler Tabernacle in Tyler, Texas. Amen. And Brother Douglas White, I didn't know who he was, but he preached through that message at that church that day. And his title to the message was, Deliver My Darling from the Dog. Amen. And I'll never forget that message. And I sat back on that pew, amen, all just, you know, mad at the world and didn't even want to be there. But on the inside, there was a spiritual battle that was raging, amen. It was my spirit and his spirit, amen. Amen. God was pulling and I was a fighting. I don't want it, God. I don't want it. I don't want it. And I remember sitting there that night thinking, you know, I know that if I stepped out of my pew and went down to that altar, I know that my life would be changed, but I don't want it. I was looking for a geographical location. I was looking for something to better my life in finances and in different things of this world, amen. But that one day, I realized what I really needed was a spiritual relocation. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I've had my battles since then. And if you're in this thing very long, you will too. But the same thing works every single time. Go back to Him. Go back to Him. Cry unto the Lord. He'll hear you. Amen. How great it was to be liberated. Amen. I remember I came to the Lord. It was right before the weekend of Halloween. Oh wow! I don't remember the exact date. It was October though, honey. Amen. That I came to the Lord. But I remember that weekend, the first weekend of my spiritual birthday. We had a Fall Fest. We don't call it Halloween outings. We're a little more spiritual. We call them Fall Fest. And I didn't know really churches had big shindigs like that. Amen. I kind of looked at it as they was having a big party for my birth, my spiritual birth. Hallelujah. Amen. The place was packed. The whole parking lot was full. Everybody was having a good time. Amen. They had a milk can, one of them old timey milk, you know what I'm talking about, the old antique milk cans. And they was taking a softball, and whoever could throw that softball in that old milk can got a prize. Oh man, I was so excited with the Holy Ghost. You gotta remember now, I had just received it Wednesday. This was on Saturday. Amen. And I was way off. I said, pick me that softball. And I went like that right there, and that softball went right in that can. And they looked at me like, how long? We done prayed Michael Jordan in. Amen. I'm just trying to, amen. See, it's times like that. That when I start feeling like, where do I go? What do I do, God? I begin to reach back and I begin to think about those times, amen, of past and how excited I was. And myself, the old wretched man that I am, the chief of all sinners, amen. But he reached down inside of me and he smiled down on me, amen. And he washed me and he cleansed me, hallelujah. And he gave me a chance. He broke the bondage and now I'm liberated. I'm free, praise God. And I begin to think about that and it excites me and I begin to think, oh my Lord, I can go a little bit longer. I can do this a little bit longer, praise God. Hallelujah. And I get back to that place, amen, where I feel. I get back to that place where I tried to encourage this person last night to get to. Praise God. It's a wonderful place, isn't it? How many remembers that time? How many remembers, amen, how many remembers, amen, when you was low and He lifted you up? Amen. Amen. How many remembers the times that you carried those heavy burdens and He made it light? Amen. Amen. When you were shackled in sin, amen, and he broke the chains. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. When I had nowhere to go, amen, he clothed me, he fed me. Praise God. How many remembers? Amen. The psalmist. Amen. The psalmist sings a song at the dedication of the temple in Psalms chapter 30. And verse 1, the psalmist David says, I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his anger endureth but a moment, in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. Hallelujah. Saints of God, it's not always going to be dark. Hallelujah. It's not always going to be nighttime. Amen. Amen. But sooner or later, the sun's going to rise in the morning. Hallelujah. Hey, it might. Amen. It might last for a moment. Amen. But joy cometh in the morning. And in my prosperity, I said, I shall never be moved. Lord, by thy favor, thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled. I cried to thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Shall the dust praise thee? Shall it declare thy truth? Hear, O God, and have mercy upon me, Lord. Be thou my helper. Let me tell you something. If you need a helper tonight, I want you to, amen, understand, amen, God is your helper. Amen. If you have a decision in your life that needs to be made today, I'm here to tell you, you serve, amen, a great decision maker. Amen. If you don't know him tonight, you can before you leave. If you've never had this spiritual encounter that I'm talking to you about right now, tonight before you leave this place, you can have that encounter if you so desire. Hallelujah. Amen. Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me, Lord. Be thou my helper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Hallelujah. When you get to this spiritual location that I'm talking about, whenever you have, amen, that those questions in your mind, where do I go and what do I do? Amen. I want you to know if you turn to him, amen, he will turn your mourning into dancing. Amen. Amen. The psalmist David says, thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness to the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. That's the key. You can't be silent. You got to declare every day that the Lord your God is your Savior, and with him only will you make it. Hallelujah. I will give thanks unto thee forever. Hallelujah. Thou hast turned my mourning into dancing. Amen. Anybody want to do a spiritual dance? Hallelujah. Anybody want to turn your mourning into dancing? Hallelujah. Is anybody tired of having a pity party? Is anybody tired? Amen. Amen. And not knowing where to go or what to do. Oh, it's not a geographical location that you need to have changed in your life. Amen. It's a spiritual touch from God. Hallelujah. Amen. I know what it's like to feel like that all I got, I'm tired, I'm ready to just give it up, I just want to leave. That's not the answer. That's not the answer. Amen. I don't care how much you put on that you're I don't care how many duck faces you post on your Facebook. I don't care, amen, how many, amen, encouraging things you put. I don't care how much you put this facade that everything's okay, amen, until you find that spiritual location with God. You'll be miserable inside, amen, because there will be a war that's raging, amen. Your soul, you're going to have a conversation with your soul every day. I preach a sermon, I hadn't preached it in years, but I preach a sermon, a man's conversation with his own soul. Every day you're going to have that conversation with your flesh. And you're going to have that conversation with your soul. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We're in a spiritual warfare. Amen. Praise God. But God be your helper. He'll be your helper. Amen. Amen. Somewhere, somehow, this person became silent. I told him, I said, you know, you used to not ever have time for media. You used to not ever have time for Facebook. Every time that you would take the time to answer my phone, you was always so happy. And it was always you was somewhere at church doing something in the house of God. Engulfed in it. Amen. I told him, I said, see, I said, you're not the type of person to sit still and do nothing. You gotta be doing something. Idle hands. Amen. Idle hands is the devil's workshop. Amen. Idle hands. The devil's workshop. Amen. Go back to the beginning. I begin to pick this person's brain. Amen. We came into the conclusion. Amen. And I believe that when we got through, I believe that they're gonna make it. I believe they were encouraged. Amen. Remember what it was like to discover the things of God? Remember hearing the revelation for the first time? Amen. Think about it. Amen. We had a beautiful lunch with Sister Maria. Is it Maria? Yeah. I had a brain slip. I have those all the time. Had a beautiful lunch with her Sunday. Amen. She began to tell me about her experience with God. Beautiful thing it is. Amen. Amen. You got to go back. You got to remember those experiences. Remember hearing that revelation for the first time. Remember, amen, that prayer that came to pass. Anybody ever had a prayer that come to pass? Well, I got a bunch of them right now and God's not doing anything. But how many have you had answered? Do you want it your way or do you want it His way? Is He in control or are you in control? Are your ways higher than your, and your thoughts higher than His? Or is His thoughts and His ways higher than yours? Not my will, but thine be done, Lord. Amen. You remember, amen, the first time you encountered the laying on of hands and people being prayed over, amen. And you remember, amen, the dancing in the aisles. I haven't seen that in a while. I think maybe we've done got to where we're too dignified to get in the Holy Ghost like we need to. Amen. How it felt the first time that you heard tongues interpretation, saw a service taken over by the Spirit of God, heard a message that you just knew that God done text your pastor about you before service. Amen. Remember the first time that happened? Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. To know the deep love of Jesus and to feel it even whenever you don't deserve it. Amen. Those are the times that you got to move back to. Whenever you're at that place where you're going, what do I do? And where do I go? You begin to reminisce those beautiful moments. Oh, and then you begin to rejoice. And you begin to thank God. Amen. and you'll see that old sunrise start coming up in your dark moment. Amen. Nothing like a beautiful sunrise, is there? Amen. Amen. When you knew God was alive in you, you could feel it in your hands. You could feel it in your feet. You could feel it in your heart. Amen. You could feel it all over. Hallelujah. Get back to the basics. Get back to the basics. Don't let the facts of your personal life and experiences cause you to become dulled by time and growth. You know, the old saying is, the key to a long life is to stay active. Amen. Oh, Brother B.E. Moore, bless his heart. How many loves Brother Moore? We haven't had them in so long. We need to get them back here. Amen. He's on up there in his years. I don't mean this by no disrespect, but he's old and slow. But he's going to get there. Ain't nobody going to have no rally without him. He's got to leave 5 hours earlier than everybody else. But he's going to beat you to the seat. He'll have the first and the best seat in the whole house. Hello. If they can do it, you can do it. Amen. You know how come he keeps going? Because he stays active. Praise God. Stays active. Amen. I believe it's the same way spiritually. I believe it's the same way spiritually. Amen. You hear those elders say, oh, I retired 3 times. And if I stop now, I'll die. I believe it's the same way spiritually. Amen. If we stop, we're going to die. Amen. Keep plucking. Keep doing what you're doing. Amen. 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 Go back. Recapture the zeal. Go back to the beginning. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 9. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards. You know, it's amazing how we try to pluck some of this stuff out, you know? You ever notice that? I don't know, it's like we just look that, you know, well, I'm not a thief or a murderer, so I'm okay. But we, you know, the world we live in, they look away from adultery and fornicating and all that stuff like that as though, well, it's just part of our culture today. No, ma'am, no, sir. Amen. It's still wrong. And the Bible says you can't make it to heaven if you've got that in your life. Amen. 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 Nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. Hallelujah. Amen. But you are washed, but you are sanctified, but you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Hallelujah. Such were some of you. Past tense. Come on, you're an overcomer through Him. Praise God. Amen. Amen. See, you want to see others experience the same thing that you've experienced, right? Don't you want to see others? Let others see others experience the list of things that I went over a while ago. Amen. Remember how beautiful it was to encounter those revelations and all that stuff? You want other people to encounter that too. Amen. Go back to that spiritual place. Find that place again. Amen. You'll receive joy there. You'll receive peace. Amen. You'll receive comfort. Amen. See, when you find that place of stale, when you find that place of being still, amen, that's whenever, amen, the house of God, amen, when you become still in the house of God, you take a chance in becoming deceived by the adversary. Amen. It'll happen. It'll happen. You'll begin to think, start beginning to think, well, this ain't important no more. That's not important anymore. Oh, that's just a bunch of old stuff. We quit doing that 20 years ago. You'll begin to think that stuff is foolish, not important. You'll become deceived by our adversary. A friend of mine once stated, deception feels a whole lot like revelation. Deception feels a lot like revelation. I believe he's right. Amen. You can stand. Amen. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 10, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness unto them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, for what cause? Because they did not receive the love for the truth. God shall send them a strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Amen. Where do I go? What do, you say? Well, it's not a geographical place. It's a spiritual place that you need to venture to. Amen. I'm going to end on this note. I'm going back to Sunday morning. Emotions can and must be tamed by the Spirit of God. I'm going to say that again. Somebody needs to hear it. Emotions, amen. Emotions can and must be tamed by the Spirit of God. The Apostle Paul said it like this, "Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Hallelujah. Where'd I go? What'd I do? I tell you what you need to do. I tell you where you need to go. You need to go to Him. You need to get under the spout where the glory comes out. Yes. Let God saturate you. Saturate your life. Amen. These altars are open right now. Could you come? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I know I've been a little long-winded today, but I believe that the Word ministered to some folks here today. Amen. Would you rejoice in the Word? Would you rejoice in Him? Would you thank Him for the Word? Come on. Thank you, Lord.